brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us in the third hour now of this live Thursday edition. Second day of November 2006. We'll be joined by Frank Morales covering the open declaration of martial law against the American people in the next segment. Your calls will be available as well. 1-800-259-9231. Final segment with Ralph Steadman, the British cartoonist and caricaturist, and also written quite a few powerful books. He's lived a lot, seen a lot, been on the inside of a lot of things, and as you heard him, a little too dangerous to talk about the Eyes Wide Shut type stuff here on air, but that's what our loving leader, our Christian conservative leaders are into. It's just such a joke. In the last 4 minutes we've got left, sir, any other key points or issues or things you'd like to impart to this audience?
Well, there's always one thing you could say, is never interrupt your enemy whilst they're making a mistake. And that's what's happening right now. So maybe, I don't know, given enough rope.
So you're saying make a dictator act like a dictator.
Yeah. And hope that there are people still in America and the rest of the world, I hope, who will... I think that... have you ever thought it could be a revolution again after you've had your first revolution, you've got kicked the English out, now it's time to kick some of your own guys out? It's really... really bad to watch. I mean, even to see his face on television and to hear him speak about terrorists, as he calls them. I don't know what he calls them, but he's got that kind of way of speaking.
What do you see in the future? I see a massive awakening taking place across political lines, across cultural lines, worldwide, but I see the establishment moving to try to block that.
I know they're trying to stop it. They're trying to make people just get... preoccupied by silly things, so that they can continue to exercise any powers that they feel necessary to fulfill some sick man's dream, actually. I mean, this might be the second part of one sick man's dream, and he has enough cohorts with him who would help him achieve his dream whilst in office to really bring this country to its knees, in as much as it will be run by business, governed by business, and there will be no such thing as democracy.
Isn't George Bush surrounded by a coterie, literally, of dark generals, dark magicians, whose ether is death and destruction and power for power's sake, always pressing on the nerve of power, Winston?
I think it was hopefully to be a kind of power used accurately. But in fact, it's become a power that's getting used and spreading almost without control.
Well, that is the problem with the dictatorship, is all of the servants and minions in office or in positions of power, the designates set up their own little petty fiefdoms.
Yep, and that's exactly what's going to perhaps happen just now. And I think it won't be long before. I think by 10:10, we'll have a real sense of police state and tactics used on ordinary folk.
Well, one can say that we're not living in interesting times.
Well, you could say that, but there could be hideous times. I mean, after Katrina and the terrible, terrible way that was treated, that in itself can show you just how selfish people are, how disgusting, when he has all the power at his disposal to help those people to go in and to have done what he should have done, not leave it and gerrymander around and start blaming other people or going down there. He has such a mean, smiling jack kind of face.
And it's like a jack-o'-lantern.
It's almost like the smiler in Batman, you know.
The Joker.
The Joker, yeah, that's the man.
Ralph Steadman's new book.
I think that's who he is.
He is the Joker. Ralph Steadman's new book, The Joke Is Over, about Hunter S. Thompson. Thank you for spending time with us. I hope to talk to you again.
It's been a pleasure. Okay, thank you, Ali.
You bet. Take care. We'll be right back with Frank Morales. That was an amazing interview, was it not?
It's
each year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. Let's ask the question that the Bush regime hopes you will never ask. That is the USA already bankrupt? As the world's biggest debtor nation, we are borrowing in excess of 80% of the world's net savings. That's $2 billion per day to finance the biggest deficit in history. Our creditors are becoming increasingly concerned that the debt can never be repaid. Japan and China, two of the largest holders of U.S. debt, are looking to greatly reduce their exposure to dollars. In fact, China has privately hinted that a U.S. attack on Iran could result in China's dumping massive amounts of U.S. Treasury bonds. To find out more about this, call for a free report on the coming dollar collapse. Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-8-XANADU or 1-888-8-XANADU and ask for George.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
The cliche rings true. It's not about left and right. It's about right and wrong. Open dictatorship has been set loose upon us. The question is, will they try to implement all of the new powers they've granted themselves, the power only granted to dictators by themselves throughout history? Bush has crossed the Rubicon with his legions. Will they follow his orders? Will he concoct some new global crisis as a reason to clamp down at an even greater level? We're going to be talking to Frank Morales in just a moment, and he is just such a great person. I count him as a friend, gotten to be at several events over the years with him. His research is flawless. His dedication to the common person and to justice and liberty is unrivaled. And we're kindred spirits. I mean, he is a good person. You can feel that when you're around him. There's very few people that have that aura. And I dropped the ball a few weeks ago. I mean, I read on air the Army Times crowing that NORTHCOM is now in operational control of the U.S. as a theater of operations, that foreign Canadian and Mexican troops could be used in suppression of populations. I mean, it really happened. But I mentioned it and kind of glazed over because I was so busy focusing on H.R. 6166, the Military Commissions Act. Well, the John Warner Defense Authorization Act of 2007 has all the pork barrel and, you know, hundreds of billions in weapons contracts in it, and Halliburton contracts and no-bid contracts. But the key is in Section 10 U.S.C. 331-335 and 18 U.S.C. 1385. Let me just read some of the great article written last week by the man who we're about to be speaking with, Frank Morales, who I'd have to add, his wife's another wonderful person, writer for Vanity Fair, best mainstream article we've seen on the 9/11 truth movement, covering loose change a few months ago. Bush moves towards martial law in a stealth maneuver. President Bush has signed into law provision, which, according to Senator Patrick Leahy, Democrat in Vermont, will actually encourage the president to declare federal martial law. It does so by revising the Insurrection Act, a set of laws that limits the president's ability to deploy troops in the United States. The Insurrection Act, U.S. Code Title 10, U.S.C. 331-335, has historically, along with Posse Comitatus, the 1878 Act, 18 U.S.C. 31385, helped to enforce strict prohibitions on military involvement in domestic law enforcement. With one cloaked swipe of his pen, Bush is seeking to undo these provisions and prohibitions. Public Law 109-364, or the John Warner Defense Authorization Act of 2007, H.R. 5122, Section 2, which was signed, or I guess Version 2, which was signed by the Commander-in-Chief on October 17, 2006, in a private Oval Office ceremony, allows the President to declare a public emergency and station troops anywhere in America and take control of state-based National Guard units without the consent of the governor or local authorities in order to, quote, suppress public disorder. That's quite broad. President Bush seized the unprecedented power on the very same day that he signed the equally odious Military Commissions Act of 2006. In a sense, the two laws complement one another. Well, they do in every sense of the way. One allows for torture and detention abroad, including U.S. citizens, while the other seeks to enforce acquiescence at home, preparing to order the military onto the streets of America. Remember, the term for putting an area under military law enforcement control is precise. The term is martial law. Section 1076 of the Massive Authorization Act, which grants the Pentagon another $500-plus billion for its ill-advised adventures, is entitled Use of Armed Forces in Major Public Emergencies, Section 333, Major Public Emergencies, Infrastructure. Interference with the state and federal law states that the president may employ the armed forces, including the National Guard, in federal service and restore public order and enforce the laws of the United States when, as a result of a natural disaster, epidemic, or other serious public health emergency, terrorist attack, or incident, just incident, or other condition in the state or possession, so other incident, anything, of the United States. Or possession. The president determines that domestic violence has occurred to such an extent that the constituted authorities or state or possession are incapable or, quote, refuse or fail in maintaining public order in order to suppress in any state an insurrection, domestic violence, unlawful combination, or conspiracy. And this is dictatorship. So he is announcing the Fuhrer powers that Hitler announced after the Reichstag fire of 33. He is now perfecting those powers, and presidents before him, again, these are puppets for the big banks, the globalists, have prepared and set all these pieces up, and now it's almost complete. Now, the question is, will they be able to implement through the crisis they create? Will we break the tool of state-sponsored terror in front of their eyes? As Webster Tarpley has said, we have done that to a great extent, 84% believing we're being lied to about 9/11, 84% giving a bad approval rating, not agreeing with Congress, 12% approval rating of Cheney. The good news is they acted like a dictator, they moved, and now they've woken the people up. The people are awake. The question is, will they move to counter this threat? Ladies and gentlemen, it's not just Frank Morales or Alex Jones. It's... We're going to go to him in just a moment. I want to preface all of this with the facts here before he gives us his great perspective. Even people like Bob Woodward are saying Bush is becoming a dictator. All the constitutional scholars are saying this. A lot of top CIA analysts, retired, are coming on the air. Big Republicans are saying this. Mr. Steele, Bill Christensen, many others are saying this. And it's here. It's upon us. This is not a joke. We must recognize it for what it is. Frank Morales, thank you for holding for 4 minutes while I went through that.
No problem, Alex. It's good to hear your voice again, man.
It's good to talk to you. I was impressed by your church. It's a beautiful old church there in Manhattan. For our New York listeners that want to be members of your church, first off, tell us about your church.
Well, St. Mark's has got a long history of, both be, active in the arts as well as being sensitive to the needs of political activists. So we provide space and sponsorship to groups that are attempting to, fight back this new world order, this military dictatorship that is, as you pointed out, it's right in front of us. So So we do our part. And anytime people who are coming through New York City, feel free to look us up and come by, and we'll treat you right.
Folks should support you, Frank. Again, you're one of the few people who got it right from the start, because we're just studying the same source documents. When I was with you in 2004 at the Project Censored Awards, when I was with you this September in New York, I mean, I don't like being right. I know you don't like being right. Exactly what we said would happen is now unfolding. It's clear they're going for broke. Elaborate on what we're facing and what this new military funding act does in tandem, in truck with H.R. 6166 and the Military Commissions Act.
Yeah, well, for a number of years now, the Pentagon in cahoots with its corporate backers has created an apparatus to, you know, repress our ability to dissent, repress our ability to defend ourselves against the kind of martial law tactics that we're beginning to see, being put into place. It started way back when Gardenblatt was retooled, Gardenblatt being the Department of Defense Civil Disturbance Plan, was taken in by NORTHCOM. The setting up of NORTHCOM is an unprecedented domestic military command. And, of course, 9/11, this false flag terrorist operation to rationalize and to create a panic culture so they could get away with this stuff. It's very clear that they anticipated reaction to the agenda that they had projected for themselves into the future. They obviously are aware what they were going to attempt to do in terms of their world domination project and so on and so forth. They estimated quite correctly that there would be reaction on the part of the American people. And so it's logical in a sense that they would have been moving kind of in tandem with their global maneuvers to repress us at home. The war abroad implies a war at home. It's part of the same dialectic, the same pathology. So what we're seeing now are kind of the finishing touches, so to speak, in terms of the ability now of Bush, who anticipates local reaction within the military, the National Guard units.
And that's the key point. They're openly saying they know they're going to do something that's going to cause massive resistance. They know that they've woken the public up.
Exactly. So, you know, I think if we boil it down to that kind of simple way of understanding it, they know that we're not stupid. So what are they going to do? They're going to do what comes natural to them, which is to try to tool up, so to speak, for the reaction that's coming and that's been growing, the awareness that's been growing through, shows the what you've been doing is letting people know. And so on. So I think at this point now we have our work cut out for us, but it's certainly not insurmountable. They're already repeal Section 1076, which is the section that you were quoting from. There's already groups around the country that are moving towards repealing this, even though, as you note, this story has been in no mainstream media at all. The fact that they've rewritten the Insurrection Act, virtually repeal Posse Comitatus and are collapsing the military into the police and allowing the executive, Bush, to single-handedly, you know, station troops anywhere he sees fit against the objections of local governors. You know, the Governors Association voted 51 to zip or whatever, against this when they were proposing this. The governors have already spoken. The Army Times had a piece a while back where they spoke out against it. The Air Force, the same thing, Journal of the Air Force Association.
Oh, listen, all the top JAG, including a bunch of Republicans, are saying this is dictatorship.
Exactly.
It's not just Frank Morales and Alex Jones.
Precisely. So I think that what that should point out to people is that there's a sizable base of opposition to this, and what we need to do now, aside from delineating the fact of what they're doing, which I think we've been doing quite effectively, is to now begin to figure out strategies that we can counter this. And one of the ways is groups have been moving to repeal this section. I think that we need to deal with recodifying Posse Comitatus-type legislation on the local level. In other words, you know, local towns and cities and others move towards creating legislation that clearly, you know, protect their own guard.
Stay there, Frank Morales. We got a break. We'll be back in just a few short minutes. Please continue This is so important, a strategy to overturn this, to preempt this coup.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that Russia sponsored a terrorist training camp in Havana, Cuba, 1966? In this camp, they planned terrorist activity on every continent, including the United States. Have we seen terrorist activities on every continent just as they plan? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening and more about Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. It's free. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
We need to go to the bathroom.
What? Again? We just stopped 2 hours ago.
Honey, let's stop because I gave the kids their Sport Berkey water bottles.
Why did you do that?
Because they can't drink and talk at the same time, and that way we don't have to listen to them singing,
"Are we there yet? Are we there yet?"
for the entire trip.
I didn't think about that. Great idea.
Yeah, and it's cheap entertainment for the kids. Bottled water costs around 75 cents a bottle, and using our Berkey Sport bottles, it costs us less than 2.5 cents per refill.
Honey, you're terrific.
Oh, honey, so are you. You're the one that bought the family our Sport Berkey water bottles. Now, can we stop? I need to go, too.
Get your Berkey Sport purification bottle for only $39 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is our guest. He's an Episcopal priest. He's been involved since the JFK assassination. Shortly thereafter, involved in real politics and what's really happening, what the military-industrial complex is doing. To boil it down, the same thing that happened in Rome or with the Aztecs or any culture, we've become corrupt, and the generals and the ruling elite have said, let's just take everything over. We shouldn't have a free market. We shouldn't have freedom. We shouldn't have local communities and local control. We'll just dominate and take power, and they're using old imperial models with a new high-tech PR overlay to do it, but Now they have, we forced a dictator to act like a dictator. They've revealed themselves. We're seeing a fusion of the left and the right. The old paradigm is exploding. Frank Morales, does that excite you that despite how dark the times are, I know I've seen this, and I'm trying to get your take. Have you witnessed this, that I, in my 12 years, you've been doing this for 30, in my 12 years, I've never seen such an explosion of understanding, such an acceptance instinctively of what's happening and the need to resist.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely correct. I think just like we're experiencing this sort of phenomenon of two separate realities where you have the so-called mainstream media that essentially, you know, is a voice for this, for the New World Order and their agenda, and you have this incredible alternative media on the other side. I think what we're seeing now is that we have these people, these dinosaurs, who are moving in these ways that are archaic. And they maybe they don't understand that, maybe they're not capable of understanding that, but we have a massive movement on the base that's very conscious of what's happening. The internet obviously has facilitated the speed of communication and so forth.
And it's now supplanting them, and they're openly saying in the Times of London and CNN that they have to shut us down with internet too.
Yeah. No, they're going to attempt to do that. I mean, I think we need to be aware of that and be thinking in terms of what kinds of alternatives we have. But
we need local source libraries, so if they do that, we can generate it at the grassroots level with the old hand press like the Founding Fathers.
Exactly. And you know, the people, I'm always amazed at how creative people are, these young people and their technical abilities. They'll create ways in which to Wi-Fi locally, and you know what I mean? They're not going to be able to stop this. I think right now the handwriting is on the wall. The old order is on the way out. But of course, you know, they're like a trapped, you know, hyena in the corner. They're going to fight back. They're going to do what they can. But as long as we understand that we have the power, and the power, the what's closest to us, what we can affect most directly is within our own local environment. We can recodify posse comitatus. We can talk to, we need to educate, communicate with our local entities of force, namely our local police and our local National Guard offices. We're starting to do that in New York now. We're going to these places.
We need to humanize ourselves and let them know there's solidarity.
Exactly.
We need to humanize it. It's very important.
Exactly. The police and the National Guard people, when the rubber hits the road, and these corporate military entities attempt to send troops and police up against us, it's going to be, in some cases, people from the outside. That's what Bush wants to do. He wants to take National Guard from Wisconsin and bring them to New York. He wants to take New York Guard and bring them down to Texas, and so on and so forth. But still in all, we need to approach those people now. We need to begin to organize, get them all the latest videos, get them Terror Storm, get them all these films, and begin to break down this barrier so that when it comes time to for these people, when they get the orders to come up against us, they're going to refuse.
Well,
you know, we might be in a creative situation in which the military and the police are going to turn on these people and say, this game is over.
Well, we're already seeing, the media keeps saying eight. It's more like 15 top generals, a few of them on this show that's never gotten press attention, have gone public saying we're going into dictatorship. And these are mainly old-line paleo-conservatives. And I want to keep this from going violent. Frank, what's the danger, though, that if they do gun down some college kids in the streets, I don't think it's going to be like Penn State. I mean, I know that former Special Forces and others are going to go absolutely ape, and I feel sorry for any military that tries to engage the population.
Yeah, my guess, if I was a betting person, I would say that, you know, it's a paper tiger. There's too many people in this country right now who are dead set against their, you know, being occupied by anyone, whether they're foreigners, whether they're, you know, whatever insignias they're wearing, whatever state militias they're coming, they're not going to stand for it. And I think, as you know, I mean, quite, we're not as involved in the movement to bear arms and so forth in places like the Northeast and so on. But I have friends around the country, and I know that people aren't going to sit for it. They're not going to sit for these outsiders come in and so on. So what you're getting at is quite correct. My guess is that if they are foolish enough to go that route, they're going to be rudely awakened to the fact that the American people are not going to go up against one another. That there's going to be, yeah, there'll be a certain amount of hardheads that are going to, you know, follow Bush and his oil oligarchy and so on. But I think the great majority of law enforcement people and National Guard people and so forth are going to stick to the Constitution.
Frank Morales, stay there.
People, And then we're going to reorganize for a better day.
Yes, stay there. Big segment coming up. A lot of time to break this down.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
In Texas, Tom in California, Tom in Maine, Danny in Tennessee, and many others. We'll get to your calls before this segment ends. 1-800-259-9231. We're about to go back to Frank Morales. I hope that all of you will go to Infowars.com and link through to Amazon.com. They've been selling Terrorstorm for 2.5 days at Amazon.com, and it rocketed from, you know, well, it was started out at 7,000, and it rocketed to 51 by this morning. It's gone back down to 63. We basically sold them to Amazon for nothing. They're selling it for $11.19. My distributor, I think, sold them to them for like $4, $4.50 or something, because Amazon wants 60% off. So you can't beat it at $11. Go buy 4 or 5 copies. If you can't afford it, buy one copy. Make copies of it. You know, I put it up on Google Video for free, but this is the high-quality DVD with the 68 minutes of extras from the 9/11 Neocon Agenda Symposium on 9/11 out in Los Angeles in June with Webster Tarpley and, of course, Bob Bowman, former head of Air Force program with Star Wars, former head of that program, and, of course, Professor Jim Fetzer. Myself and many others, but the film itself is right under 2 hours, The History of Government-Sponsored Terror. Please go to Amazon.com. You know, don't waste your money on all the corporate junk this holiday season, but go buy 10 copies of it. okay, or nine copies or whatever, for $100 and give that as a gift. But the reason we want to drive up to the top 10, if you go into the top 10, that is seen as a gauge all over the country by retailers like Barnes & Nobles and Virgin, who are now carrying it, but they only bought a few copies apiece, to buy it in mass. In fact, the distributor told me this morning they had huge orders from all over the country just because it was in the top 100 in the last day and a half. And it's still there, but dropping. Please. Plus, you have millions of people every week that are shopping in those top 100 videos. That's where they do most of their shopping, and most of the other videos never get noticed or, you know, get ignored. So please take action. That's why we put the film out for free on Google Video. We have a PrisonPlanet.tv membership for 15 cents a day. You can download super high-quality versions of it and burn it to disk and use that as an activist tool. We are in this to wake people up. We are in this to stop this martial law. They have declared it. Now they're trying to implement. We've got to expose that they're behind the terrorists. It's so important. So, again, go to InfoWars.com, link through to the subpage of Amazon.com in the top 100, and order as many Terror Storms as you can. The distributor's done a really great job. He gambled putting it out nationwide. It's very expensive to do. And this is so exciting what's happening. So get one copy and make 100 copies or buy 100 copies, whatever. Just please help us. You can also call my office toll-free and get American Freedom to Fascism, Exposing the Private Nature of the Federal Reserve and the IRS and the National Identification System. And they just came and told me that we've driven it from 63 back to 48. It's never been that high, so thank you. Let's drive it into the top 10, please. Please drive it into the top 10, and we will take whatever profits we make from this and put it directly back into the fight. We are going to expand here. We are going to meet the enemy head on. The call toll-free to get American Freedom to Fascism, and you can get Terror Storm for $9.95 here with your purchase of that, if you wish, 1-888-253-3139. Going back to my guest, Frank Morales, what does it mean that alternative websites that 25-year-olds start are bigger than major newspapers in just a few months, that some of my sites are big, PrisonPlanet.com is bigger than RushLimbaugh.com now? And again, I'm just one person. There are thousands of sites. The media is admitting, the controlled press is admitting, we are now supplanting them. This is incredible news.
Yeah. Well, I think it's enlightening. It's wonderful news, and it basically what it points out is that the mainstream media, the organized corporate media, is so corrupt and devoid of any real information, particularly information that's critical of the Bush administration and the sort of New World Order agenda, that they've become irrelevant to the masses of people. So naturally, it's kind of a pure entrepreneurial decision. People are going where the information is hard, is real, is useful, tells them really what's important, and so on. So I think that's a good sign. It's kind of amazing that you have these two, it's like the Matrix, you have these two separate realities that are going on. But I think what we should be aware of as well is that the opposition, the Bush people, one of the tried and true tactics of these people is to divide us, and we saw that in the Operation Gladio kinds of tactics and so on. I mean, the exposing 9/11 is in a sense creating a situation where they feel they need to create some kind of martial law situation. If you're Bush and company, you're sitting around going, man, they're ready to expose this thing, the fact that we are complicit in this, we are orchestrating this thing, us and our friends and so on and so on. We better call martial law, set this up quick. So there is a relationship between the truth of 9/11 and this headlong move towards martial law. But the point I want to make is that a few years back, the Carlisle Barracks in Pennsylvania, the War College there, put out a paper which was entitled "The Potential for Internal Civil War in the U.S. And what they were talking about was, the potential for an internal civil war. We know that the tried and true tactic of the ruler is to divide us in order to keep things in tow. So we need to get away from this red state, blue state thing and so on, and begin to link up all across this nation and clearly identify who our common enemy is. I mean, we're going to have differences in terms of some particular aspects.
Well, you're right, but I mean, what they do is they always try to put it back in a Republican-Democrat framework, a liberal versus conservative, because they control both those avenues, they can then dissipate all of our energy.
Exactly. So I think that to the greatest extent that we can come together, particularly around defending ourselves, defending our communities, creating lawful means by which we can protect our communities
and
against
people,
federal encroachment, whether
right.
it's
people
placing National Guard in our neighborhoods from other states and so on and so forth. We'll be doing this in common across the country. We're unstoppable.
Sure. Let me make two points, and I want to get your take on it. We're going to take some calls. Frank Morales, Episcopal priest in New York for decades, been fighting this whole police state takeover, really done incredible research. In fact, one of his latest articles, Bush Moves Towards Martial Law, is up on Infowars.com. Be sure and go read it. And go look at the subsections of the legislation that passed for yourself. This double-headed creature, the H.R. 6166 and now the military funding package is just incredible. But let me bring up two points. People say what you just said, but they go further. They say, well, you're exposing them for 9/11, so that's ensuring they'll launch a bigger attack because they're cornered. And this is the point I make. They were already intending to launch more attacks in the West, in England, in Israel, the U.S., to mobilize the people around the state, around the apparatus controlled by these big corporations that puppeteer our entire system as pawns. And so it's either they were going to carry out attacks and bring in their total control, or we're going to go ahead and expose them, and they're going to carry out attacks regardless. But at least then we do it on our terms, and it's a desperation move, and it's a gamble by them, and then there's a greater chance it's going to backfire, and we're going to have victory. Do you want to comment on that?
Yeah, maybe I sound trite, but for me, it's a simple moral choice. I mean, if we recognize that our friends and neighbors have been murdered by someone, are we going to sit back because we feel like greater reprisals if we expose this? To me, it's a no-brainer. I mean, these people are complicit. It's clear that they orchestrated this thing in order to legitimate their global agenda and so forth. We have no choice but to expose it. And I think beyond that, I think exposing it, it's going to cause a reaction on their part. They're going to come with, as you're pointing out, what they had already planned anyway. But the fact is that we're going to gain more credibility because we're speaking the truth. We're going to gain more people that are going to come involved. So when it comes down to the final series of confrontations with these people, it'll assure our victory. I think it's never a sin to speak the truth to power, and I think we just got to stick to
it. That's it. In fact, the founding fathers said over and over again, the Greek philosopher stated that, and the founding fathers were really just paraphrasing it, that duty belongs to us and consequence belongs to God.
Precisely.
I mean, it's like when you find out your neighbor's got dead kids buried in the basement, well, it's going to be embarrassing, and, well, we were friends with the neighbor, and, let's just keep it quiet. No, you wouldn't keep it quiet. It's something bad. It's something rotten and stinking, and it's not going to go away.
Exactly.
Before we go to calls, let me bring up one other central point to all of this. We're not just putting a good face on this. We're talking about the negative. We're talking about the reality of what's happened. But at the same time, we're not trying to be cheerleaders here. People really are waking up. Droves every week of top generals and CIA and writers and artists and people on the right and the left are going public about 9/11 and every other issue. And I see a cascading event. Frank Morales, when do you think we're going to see a break? When do you think the neocons are going to be forced to move with their big attempted distraction?
Well, unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on how you look at it, I think it's going to be rather soon. We have these elections coming up very soon. That's telling whether or not they attempt to steal them again. I think there are a number of factors coming to play now that insinuates the possibility that we're looking at some kind of false flag operation, maybe an assassination, a bioterror event, etc. There's a lot of signs pointing to something along that line in the near future. So I think, things are going to be moving fast now. On the other side, I think that there are people now within the military, in particular, as I've been looking at this reaction to this martial law plan here, that are maybe ready to step out. And if we get that kind of thing happening, then things could happen rather quickly. So I think everyone needs to be, sort of, you know, step it up, eat your Wheaties or whatever it is that you eat, and get ready, because I think we're in for a bit of interesting times, as he mentioned earlier.
Well, I agree. I think that it's a crossroads. It's not even a choice. We don't have a choice. The enemy's hubris, their arrogance, they're moving forward regardless. The only thing I think that can at least derail it for a time is there are fractures and subgroups within the Anglo-American European tar baby that we know at Bilderberg Group meetings now going back 4 years, they're fighting with each other, they're screaming at each other, they're throwing things at each other. A lot of old line elites think the neocons have accelerated things too quickly and are endangering the entire enterprise.
Mm-hmm.
And we may see, we've already seen that, you know, scandals coming out about the, you know, all the weird pervert behavior in the Congress. And
right.
Those are shots across the bow in the Washington Post coming out against Bush. And
yeah.
All these other things happening of this war in heaven, as one writer put it, there in D.C., that they might just kind of remove them like they did Nixon, trying to give the dog a bone, making the people think that Bush is the head.
Yeah.
And that, okay, we've won, now go back to sleep.
Right.
I mean, do you see that happening?
Yeah, I mean, there'll be an attempt, I would presume, if they don't try to go full scale and, you know, put Halliburton's detention centers on every street corner, there'll be an attempt to limit the damage, take out, you know, move a Bush to the side and try to scapegoat some of these people so they can move on to another day. But I think at the same time, in terms of the pendulum, you know, yeah, all right, if they do that, then in a sense it opens up some more space for us, and we've got something going as a movement now that's so strong, and it's like a river filling certain crevices and so forth as they become open. You know, it's all going to work for us. I mean, I don't see, you know, I think that we just need to stick with it and keep growing, and you know, we can expect that there'll be an attempt to do some damage control on this thing, but either way, you know, it's a win-win situation for us.
Well, I agree, but I want to be sure. I mean, I want to be clear about this. They can kill our leaders. They can try to shoot a crowd of people and try to scare everybody. But I've noticed with Afghanistan, Iraq, 9/11, London bombings, of all these events, they're getting less and less of a bump in the polls, less and less of a propaganda win out of each event. And that it may look bad for a month or 2 months or even a year, things could get really dark, folks. But again, under the surface, it's going to only, well, it's like Thomas Jefferson said, the tree of liberty is watered by the blood of patriots and tyrants. And, I mean, if they want to fertilize and throw gasoline on the fire at 1,000 times what they've already done, they can go ahead and make that move.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, you know, we can't control all of that. All we can control is our ability to organize ourselves and educate and stay in solidarity with each other. Don't fall for any, you know, sort of tactics to divide us up and so on. And at the same time, not to sugarcoat it either. Yeah, Halliburton has this. They got their 300 plus million contract to make these detention
centers.
And that's
for the second wave. They got a bigger contract in 2002.
Exactly. So, you know, yeah, that stuff's out there. But at the same time, there are a lot of people waking up. And, you know, the handwriting's on the wall. When the police and the military and the National Guard people really begin to come aware of this and say, hey, we're not doing this and we're going
to
do
this. Yeah, they tried to gun confiscate in New Orleans and it fell apart. Let's take a call. Let's talk to Canyon in Texas. Thanks for holding. You're on the air with Frank Morales.
Hello, Frank. At last, we're finally getting to the point where we're seeing people wake up. Now, I would like to keep this going. And yesterday, Alex was talking about Google and how we really do need to start looking at alternatives research engines. Search engines are concerned.
Yeah, they're government run. We have the insiders on that.
What I would like to see happen is some sort of a open source, almost internet run. A totally neutral peer to peer type search engine that uses the principles that Nutella uses. It's totally decentralized.
That's what Google does, lots of data centers.
Oh, really? Okay, but yeah, where no one person has ownership of it, no one corporation has ownership of it.
Well, I mean, that's what the organic web has become.
Okay, I'm just worried about it becoming too centralized.
No, they're attempting to buy up everything, but then people migrate away from whatever they co-opt. Frank, you want to comment on that?
Well, you know, I mean, I'm not really that that web savvy. You know, I just think that we need to just utilize the technology that's available to us while it's available to us the best we can, and I'll leave those who are more familiar with the particulars that to work that out.
Okay, and I have one other thing. I got to thinking after listening to a show about shortwave radio and such that maybe it would be a good idea for you, Alex, to have a sponsor selling shortwave radios.
Boy, you know, you're not the only one. I never have the time to go out and get that sponsor. We don't spend our time really. We should trying to make money because then we could do a better job and hire more people. But yeah, I think about it a lot. We need to do that.
You're doing
it, Alex. Unfortunately, I'm going to have to run out on you now. I've got to go pick up the kids from school.
Frank, thank you so much for spending time with us. And stay with us one more minute. I just want to say bye to you during the break.
Okay.
And thank you for all the time, and I really appreciate your great work, especially with this detailed article you wrote, Bush Moves Towards Martial Law. He's moved into martial law. I mean, that is, he's taken the safety off. Now the question is, will he pull the trigger? Frank Morales has been our guest. We'll take some final calls in the final segment straight ahead.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Sundown on the Union, now we're made in the U.S.
this line. Crank it up.
Democracy don't rule the world. You better get that in your head. This world is ruled by violence, but I guess that's better left unsaid.
I guess that's better left unsaid. Right now, it's number 48 on Amazon.com. Go to InfoWars.com, link through, buy as many Terror Storms as you can. You can't beat them at $11.19. Get them. Give them to everybody you know. Go absolutely crazy. Amazon.com. Help us, ladies and gentlemen. And also, we got Freedom and Fascism. Be sure and order that from us as well. Let's go to Tom in California, then Tom, and then Danny. Real quick, guys. Go ahead, Tom.
Alex, how do you respond? Number one, how do you respond to somebody who says the MCA Act only affects aliens, number one, and number two, the argument that Posse Comitatus signed the legislation due to the fact that there was no federal response to Katrina?
Sure. There's all of the JAG officers and lawyers and constitutional experts we've had on, but I don't need them, and they all agree, of course, or I agree with them. But don't need to have the rubber stamp either. They say what I'm saying right now. I've studied it. And the Military Commissions Act does affect U.S. citizens. We've gone over this over and over again.
I know.
And then the argument that Posse Comitatus is needed because Bush botched the job in New Orleans.
Right.
They had the power to go into New Orleans. They staged. That's why FEMA kept everybody out and sabotaged on purpose, as I told you a year ago when it happened, and as the police on this show told you. To get to make the crisis bigger than to sell this. And then you read the new Military Funding Act, and you go in there, and it says for rebellion, you know, conspiracy, all of these things. So the facts are the facts. I mean,
and how do they make you an alien? How do they take away your citizenship?
Okay, well, the president, the vice president, the defense secretary, or their designate, that's what they've argued in four federal court cases, Jose Padilla and others.
Right.
They grab you and say that you were fighting for foreign power. You're not a citizen.
So
it says in the subsection. I've written articles on it with the subsection. Constitutional law scholars at Harvard, Yale, UT, everywhere have said the same thing.
Where can I find that so that I can argue my Republican acquaintance?
You just go to prisonplanet.com and type in non-allegiance to Bush is terrorism. Or something. I mean, it's the headlines. It's on prisonplanet.com. It's a search engine. I'm sure you're proficient with one.
Yes. I'll look for it. Thank you very much, Alex.
Thank you. I appreciate your call. I mean, the facts are the facts. Hell, you're going to see the troops marching down the street where people know it's real? I mean, you think they've been doing urban warfare drills for decades for nothing? Well, let's go ahead and take another call. Tom in Maine. Go ahead, Tom, quickly.
I just want to say one of the best things I think we can do until we go to full-blown martial law is to exercise our power of jury nullification. I wish I'd hear more about it on the radio because, you know, when these scum come after us with these fake drug charges and these fake tax evasion charges and these fake, you know, this
that's
and
right.
that, we got to stand up and say no.
Yes, if something,
no.
If something's nonviolent, you sit
that's
there like
saying.
A secret agent on the jury, you don't tell them
that's
that,
right.
And you act stupid, and then you say, not guilty, not guilty, not guilty, not... That's why the American Bar Association says they want to get rid of juries.
I wish you'd talk about that more.
Well, I've talked about it a lot, actually. I appreciate your call. Sorry to Danny and others. We'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight, back tomorrow, 11 to 2. God bless you all.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.